to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and steadfast love.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem." Jerusalem. Jerusalem. The city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. You are not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Says that King Herod was threatening Jesus with death. And these Pharisees tell Jesus about it. And when we were studying this on Wednesday night, we decided that Jesus must have felt scared, sad, angry. And I know that many of us today feel sad, afraid, and angry. Because for us too, it feels like our king would want us dead. Jesus took the threat seriously, as should we. And Jesus retreated in order to preserve his life, noting that he did not abandon the people he was caring for. He honored his responsibilities, fulfilled them, then retreated to preserve his life. And so, the main point in our gospel lesson today is that it is okay to retreat in order to preserve our life, in order to preserve the life of those whom we love. Another person who did this was Abraham, the patriarch. Abraham was from Ur, and that was not a good place for him to be at the time. In fact, Abraham, the patriarch, retreated from his home city. He left in order to preserve his life and that of his wife, Sarah. And he is a sojourner. He is an immigrant looking for a new place to live that is safe. And he is headed toward the promised land. And we read today in our first lesson from Genesis, Abraham is also feeling discouraged because he's getting older in years and he's never had a child. And the Lord promises to Abraham that he will have a child. In fact, his descendants will be so numerous that they will be more than the stars in the sky. that God will give him land, not just from the river to the sea, but from the Nile all the way to the Euphrates. Now, this is a very interesting text of the Bible, highly, highly significant to current affairs today. This, in fact, would be the place in the Bible where some people would point and say, look, right here in the Bible, it says in black and white, God has designated this land to Abraham's descendants. Here it is. Now, for Christians, the key verse in this text is when Abraham is in the midst of his vision, and if you look specifically at verse 6, it says, and he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Paul and Luther and many other Christian theologians have focused on this verse to say that Abraham was not a perfect person, but because he had faith, God reckoned his faith to him as righteousness. God accepted him and loved him. And furthermore, the promise given to Abraham is not based on genetics or culture or religion. It's based on faith. When we are faithful people, we receive the same promise. The promise of Abraham is for all of those who are faithful in loving God and loving their neighbor. This is affirmed in our reading from Philippians, where Paul writes that our citizenship, you look at verse 20, he says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are baptized, like Nagin will be baptized soon, we become citizens of heaven. More than any earthly kingdom, all of that is secondary. Our primary allegiance is to God, who transcends all nations. We become citizens through faith, through being faithful, through loving God and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Our psalm this morning is a beautiful psalm. It says, it begins, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who is the Lord for us? Who do we call Lord? Jesus, right? Now, of course, if I want to see Jesus in my life, where should I look for Jesus? In your heart, right? If I want to see Jesus today and I want to serve him, where can I find him? In you? Absolutely. In each and every one of you, I see Jesus, my Lord. And just as I am called to serve my Lord, I am called to serve you. Therefore, I will read to you the psalm, Psalm 27, and all I'm going to do is change the pronouns so that you may hear what these words mean for you.
27. You are your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? You are the stronghold of your life. Of whom shall you be afraid? When evildoers assail you to devour your flesh, your adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against you, your heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against you, you will be confident. Ask for just one thing from yourself. This is what you seek: to live in your own house, in your own skin, all the days of your life. To behold your own beauty and to inquire in your own temple. For you will hide yourself in the day of trouble. You will conceal yourself under the cover of your tent. You will set yourself high on a rock. Now your head is lifted up above your enemies, all around you, and you will offer in your tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. You will sing and make melody to yourself. Hear yourself when you cry aloud. Be gracious to yourself and answer yourself. Come, your heart says to you, seek your face. Your very own face is who you seek. Do not hide your face from yourself. Do not turn yourself away in anger. You who have been your own best help, do not cast yourself off. Do not forsake yourself. You are your own salvation. If your father and your mother forsake you, then you must pick yourself up. Teach yourself the way, you, and lead yourself on a level path because of your enemies. Don't give yourself up to the will of your adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against you, and they are breathing out violence. Believe that you will see your own goodness in the land of the living. Wait for yourself. Be strong.